There you are. It's about damn time you woke up. Oh, hey, shh. It's all right. No need to be scared. Where are you? You're in my dragon castle, of course. Well, in the dungeon part of it, anyway. How did you get here? That's a long story. Hey, relax. You're all right. I'm sure you have a lot of questions. And don't worry, I will answer them all. But first, you need to calm yourself down. That's it. Just relax, Sapphire. You're safe here with me. Why are you chained up? Well, how else am I going to protect you? I know this is a lot, and you're probably really confused. Let me just start from the beginning. You see, I brought you here last night, while you were sleeping in your cottage. I just couldn't help myself. I saw you laying there, and I... Oh. Right. I guess I should start with that. You see, you don't know me, but I've known you for a long time now. I see you foraging in my forest a lot, especially at night. The first time I was flying around doing patrols and I saw you, you looked so beautiful, so I started watching you. From a distance, of course. I even followed you back to your village one night, just because I was curious to see where you lived. There was a couple of bandits on the side of the road. They tried to attack you. Do you remember that? Yes, that's right. That was me. I flew overhead and scared them away from you. I thought you would run too. Especially when I started growling. Dragons can be really loud and scary. I tried to be as scary as I could be. I didn't want them to hurt you. But surprisingly, you didn't run. Yes, that was me. In my full dragon form, of course. Yes, that's right. All the legends are true. I'm the king of the dragons that lives atop the mountain. In the oldest castle in these lands. My name is King Bakugo Kotsky. But you can just call me Kotsky if you want. So what are you doing here? You already asked that, and I'm getting to it. So anyway, after watching you for a few months, I had decided something. That I really liked you. Everything about you, your hair, your eyes, even your scent drew me in. So I decided that I wanted you to be my mate. Hey, don't freak out. It's not as bad as it sounds. It is mating season for us after all, and most of my kind are dying out. But I don't know. I couldn't ever find anyone around here that I wanted to mate with. I don't get along with other dragons like me. See, even though I rule over them, a lot of us don't see eye to eye. Especially in the way most of them treat your kind. I mean, some of them like to eat you, burn entire villages to the ground, steal all of your treasure, that kind of thing. But I've always been different than that. Humans have always fascinated me. And I know it's very unorthodox. And yes, also very taboo. For my kind to mate with a human, I could be in some real trouble. But I'm also the king, so I'm pretty sure I can overlook my own laws. Well, at least those of my forefathers before me. Shh, it's all right, Sapphire, don't be scared. I'm not going to force you into anything. Then why are you a prisoner? Because you... I thought you would run. That and... dragons are very possessive. I wanted to keep you all to myself. And I was afraid that there was no way you would say yes to me if I just showed up at your door out of nowhere. So yes, I took you here against your will. And I'm sorry for that. But you've got to understand. You come from a long line of dragon hunters. I couldn't trust that your family wouldn't come after me. So I had to keep my abduction of you a secret. Nobody knows where you are or what happened to you. Hell, they probably don't even know if you're alive or not. But it has to stay that way. I don't want to start a war with your kind, not again. So I have to keep you here, locked up and safe. Sapphire, please try to understand. I want you, and only you. There was no one else in the whole continent I would rather mate with. I know it's crazy, but you're special to me. I can't do that. Because I don't trust you yet. Do you think I'm an idiot? You're scared and in a strange new place, with someone that you don't even know holding you against your will. Of course you're gonna try to run. Anyone would. No, I'm not gonna force you to fall in love with me. That's not what I want. It is, isn't it? I didn't mean to shock you. I know seeing a real dragon for the first time is a bit much. Especially since you've only ever really heard of us in stories. That and the one time you saw me fly overhead. I'm sure that was a shock. What? You thought I was beautiful. I mean, I'm not sure what to say. I've been called many things, but never that. Well, I don't know. A monster, a hideous beast, a demon. Take your pick. Humans don't like my kind, remember? You don't have to thank me. I saved you that day because I wanted to. I don't want you to feel like you owe me anything. Can you touch me? Sure, I guess. Here. Easy. My scales are sensitive. Open my wings. Are you sure? You might get a little bit more intimidated than you already are. Alright, Sapphire. But only just for you. Duh, man, does it feel good to stretch them out, though. Yes, you can touch them. But just be really gentle. You see, dragon wings aren't like bird wings. Or bats or anything like that. They're attached to our nervous system. So even the slightest graze can send a wave of feeling through our whole bodies. They're very sensitive to the touch. No, you're fine. Fascinating, huh? I suppose so. I'm glad that you like them. Hey, easy. Those are just my horns. Yeah, I know they're big. Those are also pretty sensitive, but in a different kind of way. Easy. Okay, that's enough. Look, you're probably tired. I'm gonna give you some space. I'll come check on you later. I think you need a little more time to process and think about the situation that you're in. I can at least do that much for you. Yeah, what? A condition. Huh. Oh, Sapphire. You're not really in a position to be making deals with me. Well, of course not. I don't want you to hate me over this. But I can't let you go. I hope you understand why. Okay, fine. I'm listening. I suppose that's fair. If you agree to be my mate, then yes, I will unchain you. But you're not allowed to leave the castle grounds. Do you understand? You don't have to decide right away. I'll give you some time to think about it. And yes, even if you decided against it, you will still have to stay here. Say goodbye to your family. One thing you'll learn about dragons is I'm not the sentimental type. But I suppose for you. Yes, I can take you to see your family one last time. But I'll have to hide in the forest so they don't see me. You'll have to walk on your own, from the river. And then come back at sunset. But that's all I would allow. And if you don't return, I'll be forced to burn your entire village to the ground. Huh. It's cute that you think I'm joking. Like I said before, dragons aren't really the sentimental type. My fascination with dragons has nothing to do with that. My desire to protect you and to keep you next to me outweighs everything else. All of my logic completely goes out the window when it comes to you. Do you really think I'll give a shit if I burn a village or two to the ground just to find you? I'd burn the whole continent if I had to. So don't push it. Nothing special about you. How the hell can you say that? Like I said, I've been watching you for quite some time. There isn't anything about you that's not special. You're wonderful and amazing, and super creative and talented. Even if you don't think so, I can see the worth in you that you cannot. Which is another reason why I brought you here. You were struggling really hard to get through your life. I realized that very quickly. You failed to see your purpose and what you even bring to the table. You also struggle really bad with your emotional state. Dragons just have a sense about these things. I know you inside and out, whether you want me to or not. You'll have a different life here. It'll have purpose and meaning, and you won't just feel like a waste of space. I'll make you useful. Don't worry about that. You can even earn a living. The Dragon Kingdom is vast. We have plenty to do, and plenty of money and coin to make. I'm also the richest dragon alive. Probably the richest human, too. So money is never going to be an issue for you again. I think that's enough of us chatting for today. I'll leave you alone for now. I'll have some of my servants bring you some food later. What is it? You accept my proposal? Well, that was fast. How do I know you're telling me the truth? You could just be telling me what you think I want to hear so that I'll let you go. But I'm not gonna fall for that. So don't even try. Huh. Well, look at you. I didn't think you were gonna be the one to make the first move. Alright. If you're ready to swear loyalty to me, we can begin. The first ritual of many. You just relax and leave this to me. Leave everything to the master, Sapphire. Why do I keep calling you that? Because you're my Sapphire, of course. What else would I call you? Your name. Huh. I don't need to know what your old human name was. You're here with me now, so I'm giving you a new name. Don't argue with me. As of this moment, you're leaving your old life behind you. And starting a new one. You don't need to remember anything from your past life. Now, no more talking. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.